We have on the line this morning our friend Sherrod Brownes from Ohio, Senator. Good morning. How are you today?
Good to be back. Thanks.
Yeah, it's been a while. We've had missed our connections. We've all been busy doing different things. I see it was, in fact, I think yesterday that you were involved in trying to reintroduce the REACH Act related to anti-hazing legislation. Tell me a little bit about that and what's the sticking points on something like that.
Sure. Well, parents shouldn't have to worry about their daughter joining a sorority when they go off to Bowling Green or OU or wherever, or their son joining a fraternity. Shouldn't have to worry about what the quote-unquote rites of passage are for these organizations on campus. So we're just saying to campuses, and we have bipartisan support in this legislation, that you need to gather data and be accountable and make this data available to students and to parents and be accountable for what happens on your campus. At the same time, the state legislature in Columbus is working based on the under Collins' law. Connor's law was killed in 2018 at Ohio University. And we need, and this would actually be more punitive, that the people responsible would in fact be charged. So we need to do both these, gather this information so parents can make choices and move, if the legislature chooses, move specifically on whatever criminal action need to be taken.
I know we send our children off to the schools, hopefully that they'll be taken care of and they use, you know, good choices, responsibility, but sometimes things happen. And it's been over time, you know, sometimes campuses, colleges, maybe things are sort of kept behind the scenes of what may or may not be going on. You know, on transparency, that's always been an issue throughout the years, but this is something that when it makes news, we all have to kind of reevaluate. Really what might be going
and
on.
And children, you know, they're 18 years old when they go off to college. It's the first time away from home for most young men and young women. They're not always going to make the best choices. They want to be accepted by their friends. There's peer pressure. I mean, think back when, it's a long way back for me, but for you, think back when you were 18 or 19 and you first moved away from school, whether you joined the Army or went to college or just moved away. And you're pretty vulnerable in a lot of ways, and it's pretty easy to take advantage of people. So the REACH Act, the bipartisan REACH Act, I think can significantly help.
Yeah, you mentioned the Relief Act. The Internal Revenue Service said earlier this week they've yet to process several million individual tax returns for 2019, which resulted in many taxpayers not getting a second relief check. Are those people going to miss out on the one that's in the works now?
I mean, for the last several years, the IRS has been underfunded. In fact, it doesn't do the kind of audits it ought to of high-income people and big corporations, allowing them to evade, we think, tens and tens, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes. It also hasn't served the public well enough to move quickly enough on refunds to process what Congress did bipartisan last year, those checks that went out this year, the $1,400 checks that are going out, the state's inability to get unemployment benefits out as quickly. It's in large part because the IRS has been underfunded because a lot of people on the far right politically don't want a strong IRS that can do its job well to serve the public. So we're trying to fix that. It's going to take a while, but those checks will be in people's accounts. We've gotten tens and tens of millions of them out. We just don't have nearly enough, and over 100 million so far. We just haven't gotten everything done, and we need to.
I know you're on a tight schedule, but it's 1 week to opening day for the start of the season against the Tigers. Are you going to don your Block C cap and wave your pennant, or are you kind of leaving it on the shelf and hold off for a while?
No, I'm excited. I can't believe they traded the best player in my lifetime, the shortstop. I know that the owners say they can't afford him, but the owners, when they sell that team, will make hundreds of millions of dollars. So I just think you want a good team in Cleveland. You want to charge people big, big ticket prices. You ought to put a team on the field like that. But I'm still going to be a big fan. I like the team, but it could have been better this year.
Absolutely. All right, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll speak again soon. Thank you.
For sure. Thanks.